RNZ National, the fallout from the revelation that National MP Sam Uffendale attacked a younger student while he was at high school continues to roll on. Only a week from his swearing in, the MP for Tauranga spent the day explaining he was not the same man he was 20 years ago. His boss, National Party leader Christopher Luxon, is also standing by his MP. I spoke to RNZ political reporter Annika Smith about the day's events and the strategy the National Party may have utilised today to stay on top.
Well, that has been the strategy, I think, trying to stay on top of a story that doesn't get out of control. Where we left things last night, it wasn't really clear what Sam Uffendale's future in politics looked like. We weren't sure if the party would stand by him. And after today, we now know that National is standing by him. Its leader, Christopher Luxon, said today that he believed Sam Uffendale was not the same person he was when he was 16 and involved in that attack at his old school. And actually went on to say that he thought Parliament would be empty if all MPs had perfect pasts. But, I mean, the nub of this really is it's a far from ideal situation, and it became clearer today that Christopher Luxon and Nicola Willis, his deputy, were blindsided by this news of this attack, that they actually were made aware of it at the same time the public, including Tauranga voters, were made aware of it. So throws into question the processes behind the scenes, and this is especially important given National's reasonably checkered track record of candidate selections in the fairly recent past. You would remember Andrew Falloon, Hamish Walker, Jake Bezant, and after that National pledged to do better. So where we land at the end of today is that Sam Uffendale is still here as an MP. He has had another day of explaining his behaviour, but he's staying on. He's staying on the team for now.
And he also today came out and described himself as a bully.
Yeah, so, I mean, he was sworn in just 7 days ago, so this is really stumbling at the starting line for him. Today he said he was, quote-unquote, a bully, a mean person, and a bit of a thug. And this is all, you know, he says it's behaviour that, you know, it dates, you know, 20 more than 20 years ago now. He said that at that time he had hurt others physically and mentally and at high school. It's not clear if others will come forward. I get the feeling that this story isn't over. I think the National Party's done all it can in terms of that being disclosed in the candidate selection process. Now it's come to light. The party said it's standing by Sam Uffendale, and he said he's hanging in there. I'm sort of leaning towards there's probably more to come out on this, and I think, you know, the bigger picture as well is that Christopher Luxon has spent another day explaining a gaffe or a party antic, as opposed to, you know, reveling in the glory of a fairly good poll off the back of last night, where we could possibly have National and ACT in a coalition government come next year. So watch this space, Karen. We'll see what comes tomorrow.
And Christopher Luxon is really talking about the Christian value, if you like, of forgiveness.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if he'd specifically spoken about the Christian value of forgiveness today. He's sort of kept his religious views separate from his political life to date. But he has said, you know, quite explicitly that he doesn't believe that Sam Uffendale is the same person. We know that through the candidate selection process, there was a robust investigation. This was from the candidate selection side, not the leader wasn't aware of it, and that there was an investigation and they had looked into Sam Uffendale's past. Now Christopher Luxon's in a position where he knows about the attack. He hadn't previously known about it, and he's obviously made a calculated decision.
He didn't use the word Christian. He just said, "I do believe in forgiveness."
Yeah.
speaking with Lisa Owen on Checkpoint earlier tonight.
Yeah, and he had said on Caucus Run this morning that he believed Parliament would be empty if all MPs had perfect pasts. And that's been put to Sam Uffendale multiple times in interviews on different radio stations and, you know, over the last few days is, you know, can you make mistakes as a young person and be forgiven?
Annika, thanks very much.
Thank you, Karen.